Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about Rob Levin being back on the show. Rob is a great member of our Brain Trust. 13 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the founder and CEO and editor-in-chief and cost accountant over at RSL Media, organization that's helping companies just like yours put their best foot forward with in the world of new media. And he's our good friend, Rob. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, I was telling the audience that what a pro, what an expert, what a genius you are at new media. However, today he wants to talk about kind of old media in a way, isn't it? Email marketing, that's not old media, but it's not new media either, is it?
I don't even know what's new and what's old anymore, Jim. I mean, our client base is our large companies that are selling to small businesses. And a couple of years ago, we did a print magazine, actually with somebody you know, with Stephanie Anderson, when she
Absolutely.
Was at Time Warner Cable.
Yeah.
And that kind of seems new again in a weird sort of way.
Well, you know, I've got one of my Brain Trust members, Sarah Heiner, with Bottom Line Personal. She's doing a twice monthly publication, print publication. And it's really successful. They've been doing it for years, you know.
That's out of Connecticut, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know,
that
of course.
That was started by.
Her father.
What's his name?
Yeah, her father started
that. That was actually an inspiration for me when I started my media company.
I'll tell her that.
2003.
I'll tell her that. She'll get a kick out of that.
True story.
So, I think there's still a place for things like that. But those things are a little bit. They're not as mainstream as they used to be, but email is still a workhorse, isn't it?
It is. I mean, the most research that I've seen says, you know, $40 return for every dollar you spend on email. Wow. And, you know, for small businesses, it's not so much the money that you're spending on email, it's the time. However, here's why email is really important. Okay, how do you communicate with your customers? What are the different ways? You know, if you think about it, phone, well, that's kind of tough. In person, maybe if you're in retail. And even then, well, how do you communicate when they're not in the store? And I know a lot of people are saying social media. Well, social can be an interesting way to communicate with your customers. But here's the thing. You don't control it. Mm-hmm. Facebook changes its algorithm.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, you know, you're getting 1% of the of the views for your content that you used to.
And they tick off half of them because they change things.
That's right. They're always changing. And they're allowed to change it. It's their platform. You're just kind of renting it or using it. Paid social is good too, but of course that can cost a lot of money. Email is the one thing that you can control. You can't control it 100%. You can't control whether or not the recipient's going to get the message, although there are things you can do that will help that. But it's the one thing that you can control. And it's the way to end up in somebody's inbox. I mean, you know, how much better does it get than that?
Mm-hmm.
So, interestingly enough, I believe.
Can I stop you for a second there? Let me stick something in there. And this was, I made a big point of this in my Age of the Customer book. I called it migrate. If you're social media, if you got a social media community, you need to act like a duck and migrate your stuff, all those people over to your email list. I mean, that was the point I was making, is that with all the new stuff, even as new and cool and slick and sexy as they are, they're still not as dependable, reliable as the old one is, which is your personal email customer list, your customer list and your email list. And so even if you're dealing with them online, in social media, don't trust that, as you said, very smartly. You know, you got to have you need parallel universes, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not to say that social is bad. It's a great way of getting people into your universe, in this case, onto your email list.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, social, like a lot of other things, like an in-person visit, a phone call, can be a great way to say, hey, it's great that we're interacting on social. You should sign up for our email list. And, of course, you have to give them a pretty good reason to do so, right?
Right.
We're going to share with you insights that we share with our best customers, whatever it might be. But everything should funnel into your email.
Hold
on. I believe
RSLmedia.com, is that right?
That's right. And SMB.com as well.
Okay. All right. So check that out, folks. Quick break. More to come on email.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.